So today's daf is Shabbos, daf, I'm sorry, Erevin, daf Lamed Ches. Okay, so the, we'll start with the Mishnah on the top of daf Lamed Ches of Aleph. So there the Mishnah discusses the issue of when Yom Tov and Shabbos, one follows the other, can you make one Eruv for both of the days, or do you need a separate Eruv for each day? It relates to the question of Kedusha. Do you view Shabbos and Yom Tov following each other as Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos? That's the topic of most of the daf. So the Mishnah starts off and says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos, Yom Tov, that's close to Shabbos, right before, either Bein Milfoneh, Bein Lachareh, whether it's before or after Shabbos. Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruv, a person can make an Eruv, can make two different Eruvs. He can make one on the east side of the city and one on the west side of the city, the eastern part, and one on the western part. The Omer, Eruv Barisha LaMizrach V'Shei LaMar. But you can say, you know what, on the first day, let's say it's Shabbos Sunday, like let's say this Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashanah would be a different concept, because Rosh Hashanah might be Kedusha Acha, a separate conversation. But let's say it's a regular Yom Tov, falls out on Shabbos and Sunday. So you can say that, or let's say Shabbos, and then Yom Tov just falls out on Sunday. You can say that on Shabbos, I want my Eruv, my food Eruv, I want my Makom Shvisa to be to the west, or to the east, and on Sunday, Yom Tov, I want it to be to the west, a separate one for each day. And then, Barisho Lamarov, and if you want, you can also say, the first I want it to be the west of Ashen Lamizrach, and the second day I want it to be to the east. Similarly, you can say Ruve Barishon Uvasheni Kivne Iri, that I want that my Makum Shvisa, you can walk. You know, there are two ways you can create an Erev Tchumim. Either you leave food there, or you and the food becomes the center, and you can go 2,000 amos in any direction. Or wherever you walk, wherever you're located at the onset of Shabbos or Yom Tov, as the case may be, so that becomes your center. So you can walk there. You can walk outside the city. Let's say within 2,000 amos of where you're going to be on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and you can say the first, right, and then on the first day you can say my eruv is this place 2,000 amos away from me. That's Barishon. If I shani kibne eri, but on the second day I don't want that place where I walk to be the center. I want it to be like regular in the city. I want the city to be the center. Okay, if the city is the center, you can go 2,000 amos northwest southeast. But let's say you walk 2,000 amos to the west on the, you know, right before the first day. So you say on the first day, I want the center point to be 2,000 amos to the west of the city, and the second day I want the city to be the center point. And Rabbi Eliezer said it's fine, because Rabbi Eliezer presumably holds that each day is separate. Shtei kedushos, two halachas for two different days. V'chamrim say, O ma'ariv luach achas, O einam ariv kolikar. O ma'ariv lishnei yomim, O einam ariv kolikar. Chamrim say, no, they're a package deal. You either can make an eruv for both days in one direction, or you don't make an eruv at all, or you make an eruv for both days on also on that side, or you don't make it at all. Now it seems these two things are similar. The Gemara is going to pick up and say, wait a second, what's the difference between b'ma'ariv l'ruach echad and l'achas and ma'ariv l'shnei yamim? They seem to be saying the same thing. They seem to be saying that basically you have one option. You whatever you do on the first day goes in the second day. So the Gemara is going to ask, you know, why is it mentioned? Why they double their words? So Kate said Yasa. So what should you do according to the Chachamim? Barishono. Let's say Yom Tov falls on an Erev Shabbos. Barishon, so on the first day, what do? You go to Umach Shichalav. You go to where you want the Erev to be. You wait there with the food. And so now your Makom Shvisa is where you are with the food. Vinotlo, and then you take the food with you. Uvalo, and you come back to your house. Sheni Umach Shichalav. And the second day you return to your Makom Shvisa. And you wait there until it gets dark. Va'ochlo, and then you eat the food in its place. Uvalo labeso, and then you come back to your house. So since you took the eruv food to your house on the first day and you returned back the second day, nimsa mistaker balichaso, so you benefit so that you're koneh the eruv The Eruv was Kona, your Shvisa on Shabbos, and you could walk, you know, outside the Tchum of your city because you were on the, because basically it was there, Bein HaShemash, the second day it didn't get destroyed. Umistaka Beiruvo, and you also benefited from your Eruv that you ate it and you didn't lose it, right? Because, basically, the point is that you know you can eat your food, and you right you bring the food and at the wherever you want your shvis to be on the first day, you stay there, and then that's your location. You take it with you. You're able to eat it because you want the food to still be with you for the second day. So you take the food back, you stay there a little bit, and then you eat the Eruv and you go back. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Nachal Barishon, let's say the Eruv Tchum, the food, was eaten on the first day after it got dark. So you put the food there, and then, I don't know, you had it for lunch the next day. Eruv LaRishon, so it works for the first day, but Eruv LaSheni, it doesn't work on the second day. Why? Because on the second day, there's no food. There's no food to establish your makom shvisa, according to this opinion. Hello? Oh, okay. Can you hear now or not? Okay, so the last thing we said was that basically you have two options, right? You do one thing, that right? You're able to walk your Eruv to your Makom Shvisa on your first day. You take it with you and you come back the second day. And so now you've established the Shvisa on both days. And also you can eat your food on your second day. If the food was eaten on the first day after it got dark, so your Eruv's good for the first day, but your Eruv is not good for your second day. So Amar Lahem Rabbi Eliezer said to them, Modi matem li shehem shtei kedushos. The fact that you say that if the Eruv food was eaten on the first day, it doesn't work for the second day. So what emerges is that you're admitting to me that both days, they're two kedushos. So if they're two kedushos, right, in other words, if the food was eaten on the first day, it's not good for the second day. So basically you're saying each day is its own holiness, it's its own sanctity. And therefore, you should also say, says Rabbi Lazar, that you can make an Eruv, let's say, on the west on one day, and the Eruv on the east on the second day. Okay. So now the Gemara wants to clarify the opinion of the Chachamim. The Gemara says, L'ruach achas marnihu. What does it mean when the Chachamim say that you make an Eruv in one direction? So that's the Shnei Yamin, right? That means like you're making an Eruv in one direction for both days. Now the continuation of the Chachamim when they say, or you can make it the Eruv, the Shnei Yamin marnihu. What does it mean? You can make the Eruv for 2 days. What does that mean? L'ruach achas, in one direction. Hainu kamasi. It's the same thing. Whether the Chachamim say, you can either make them both in one direction, or you can make the same Eruv for 2 days. That's the same thing. In both instances, you're saying you can only make it in one direction for both days. So, Hachi Kamri Le Rabbanu Rabbi Lezer. So this is what the Rabbanu meant to say to Rabbi Lezer. Iyatem Moda She'ein Ma'arvin Liyom Echad. Right? Don't you admit that you cannot, do not admit that you cannot make let's say for 1 day. You can't say, you know what, I have 1 day of Yom Tov, or 1 day of Shabbos. You can't say that, okay, the first half of Shabbos, I want my center point to be to the west. And the, let's say there's 1 day. The Rabbanan said to Rabbi Eliezer, let's say you have 1 day. Okay, let's say you have 1 day. Let's say you have 1 day. Okay. I'm still muted? I'm muted still? Hello? Am I muted? Okay, so let's say you have 1 day. So you can say half the day is to the south and half the day is to the north. You make your Eruv for the whole day, or you don't make your Eruv at all. You can't do it half and half. So do you agree to that? So Amar Lahen, we'll let us say back to them, Aval, yes, obviously, you can't do half and half. So the Chacham say back to them, Kishayim, Shayim Ma'arvim, Yom Echad, Chetchi L'Dorm, Chetchi L'Tzofon, Kach Ein Ma'arvim, Tishtei Yomir, Yom Echad L'Mizrach, Yom Echad L'Marav. So just like you can't do half the day for the south and half the day for the north, you all... So just like you say, you can't do half the, okay. Just like you can't say you half the day for the north and half the day for the south, for 2 days, one in the east and one in the west. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. What does he say? Awesome there. Where let's say it's on the west on one day, that's Kedusha Achas. So you can't, Rabbi Eliezer would say, yeah, on one day you can't do, you know, half here, half there. That's because the whole day is one Kedusha. But Hachash de Kedushos. But here, there are two different Kedushos. Shabbos following by Yom Tov, Yom Tov following by Shabbos. Those are two separate days of holiness. And therefore, you can make on Shabbos, let's say in the east, and on Yom Tov for the west. Amar Lahen Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says back to the Chachamim. Iyatem modim she'im eira beragla b'yom rishon. Don't you admit that if...
Okay, so the you can hear me now, correct?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, but I apologize. Okay, so Amar Lahen Rabbi Lezer. Iyatem modim she'im eira beragla b'yom rishon. Don't you agree that if you didn't have a bread and you sat to the 2,000 amos until the first day, got dark in order to be Konesh Shvisa, and then you went back to your house, Ma'arav Rago B'Yom Sheni, then on the second day you have to go back to that center and on the second day. And don't you agree that Nechale Ruvo B'Yom Rishon, that if the bread was eaten on the first day, Ein Yotze Olav B'Yom Sheni, that you can't rely on it on the second day? So Amrulo Aval, come and say, yes, we agree. So Rabbi Lazar says, Halloi. So certainly according to you, that therefore what? Shtei Kedushos. There are two Kedushos. Because if it's eaten the first day, then it doesn't work the second day. So if you say that if the bread is eaten on the first day, then on the second day, you can't rely on the Eruv. So why can't you say these are two separate days? And on the first day, you can make your Malkum Shvisa in the east. And the second day, you can make your Malkum Shvisa on the west. So the Rabbanon and the Chachamim say what? Sepuke misapka lehu. They are in doubt. V'hacha lechumra, v'hacha lechumra. And so therefore the Rabbanon, it's not that they're definitely saying it's two Kedushos, or it's definitely one Kedusha. It's they're in doubt as to whether it's the 2 days are considered one Kedusha or two Kedusha, so they're strict in both directions. They say that maybe it's two Kedushos, so therefore if it's eaten the first day, you can't use it for the second day. At the same time, maybe it's one Kedusha, so if you make it on the first day in the west, you can't use it for the second day on the east. Amru lo l'Rabbi Eliezer. So the Chacham say to Rabbi Eliezer, don't you admit that if Yom Tov falls on an Erev Shabbos and he did not make an Erev for Shabbos, so then you cannot make the Erev on Yom Tov itself? So Rabbi Lahem, he said to them, Aval, yes, that's right. Haloi Kedusha Achasi, so therefore must be one Kedusha. So Rabbi Lazar, no, Hasa Mishumachana, no. The reason why, let's say you make an Eruv, that the reason why you can't make an Eruv from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Shabbos to Yom Tov, is not because it's Kedusha Achas, that they're one day, is that there's a special rule that you cannot prepare for Yom Tov to Shabbos. Or from Shabbos to, that's why. So therefore, they're really two Kedushos. So that's the debate between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Now we're going to further discuss other Tanaim who discussed this issue about Erev Tchumim for 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tana Rabbana. Erev Beraglav Yom Rishon. So let's say you walked at Erev Yom Rishon and you stayed there until it was nightfall. So, B'Yom Rishon. So that, you did it for the first day. Now, you also want the second day to go outside the tchum. Ma'arav raglav yom sheni. You have to go back to that center spot on the second day. Now, ne'achal eruv of yom rishon. Let's say the eruv food was eaten on the first day before it became Shabbos or Yom Tov, as the case may be. Ein yotzei alav yom sheni. you can't rely on it on the second day, right? And because it was already eaten. The first day doesn't count for the second day. Divrei Rebbe. This is the opinion of Rebbe, who seemingly holds Shtei Kedushos. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hare Zeh Chamar Gama. We saw this case already. That if you made the Eruv on the first day and the Eruv was eaten before the second day began, the second day is like a camel driver and a donkey driver, right? Because you need to be concerned for before and afterwards, right? Because one of them leads the animal in the front, and one leaves the camel goes behind the person, and the donkey goes before the person. So basically, we're in doubt whether it's two kedushos. The 2 days are one kedusha or two kedushos. So it's not clear. And since it's not clear if your Eruv was eaten, so therefore you're stuck. In other words, if on the first day you made 2,000 amos away from you the center, and the second day it's not clear, is your center that 2,000 amos to the west, or is your center the city? Because you didn't make, in other words, do we say what you did on the first day counts for both days, or do we say it's not? So therefore, you can only go to a place that is walking distance, 2,000 amos, both from, sorry. You can only go to a place that is both where your city is the center and also where the end of the Erev Tchumim is the center. Okay? That is the first opinion. That's the second opinion. Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael, Benosh of Yochabed, Broke Ovri, Erev Baragla Barisha, and Ein Mar Baragla Bishedi. So these Rabbanim say that if you made the Erev on the first day, you can't make the Erev on the second day. V'nechal, right, because it's Shtei Kedushos, presumably. V'nechal Ruv Yomisha, Yotzi La Bishedi. I'm sorry, just the reverse. If you made the Erev with your feet on the first day, you don't need to do it on the second day, because it's one Kedusha. Whatever you do on the first day counts for the second day. And also, if the Erev was eaten on the first day, you can use it for the second day again, because according to this, it's one Kedusha. So Rav said, Halacha, Karbas, Kedim, Halo. The Halacha is like these, the following four elders. Valiva, the Rabbi Lazar, who hold like Rabbi Lazar, the Amar, Shtei Kedusha, that holds two Kedushos, that hold their two different days. Ve'elo, Hadar, Buz, Kedim, who are the four elders? Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Barabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Lazar, Barab Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Yehuda, Stim Ta'a. Okay, so these four, Tadai, Vikadamri, Chad Minai, Rabbi Lazar, and some say one of them is Rabbi Lazar, who may pick Rabbi Yossi, Bar Stim Ta'a. And they take out Rabbi Yossi, Bar Stim Ta'a. So now we have a problem, because the Gemara says, Vahab Rabbi Shimon, Megamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Ibcha Shaminan Lahu. So these two Tanaim, we just said the opposite. We just said in the Braisa that they said what? That if you make an Eruv on the first day, it counts for the second day. If the Eruv was eaten on the first day, it counts for the second day. So they must hold what? They must hold Kedusha Achas. Kedusha Achas means when you did it on the first day, it counts for the second day. And what that would also mean is that you can't say, okay, the first day my Eruv's in the east and the second day my Eruv's in the west. So they seem to be against Rabbi Eliezer. That's so epoch, okay? So let's flip their positions. So really read their Shimon Gamliel, Shmuel ben Osher, Yochel ben Broka actually hold that just the opposite. That they hold that if you made an Erev on the first day, you still need to make an Erev on the second day. And if the Erev was eaten on the first day, you're not Yotzei on the second day. Gemara says, Ihachi, Haidu Rebbe. Yeah, but that's like Rebbe's position, right? This Braisa had three different positions. We had Rebbe, who said that basically, if the Eruv only works for the first day, then we had Rabbi Yehuda, who said it's a doubt in both directions, and then we had this last opinion. If this last opinion is like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds really that, two Kedushos, so that's exactly like Rebbe's, that's exactly like the first position, that's like Rebbe's position. So, Eba, V'chein Amar, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Yeah, you're right, it is exactly like it. So you have to add one word, V'chein, meaning they also agree with Rebbe. So basically you have Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Shmuel, Rav Yochanan ben Broka, who agree to Rav Eliezer. But now the Gemara asks, "Veleich shuv nami Rebbe." So watch the Rebbe also. Rebbe also says that if the eruv was eaten on the first day, you can't go out on the second day, meaning shtei kedushos. That's also like Rabbi Eliezer. So when Rab was saying that there are four tanoim who are holding like Rabbi Eliezer, why did he mention Rebbe as one of those tanoim? So the Gemara says, Rebbe tari lo velo savar lo. Rebbe just explained in the Brisa, he's just explaining the position of Rabbi Eliezer, but he himself does not hold of him. And therefore he didn't mention his name. Now the Gemara asks, Rabbona nami tani lo velo svir lo. So maybe also, you can say the same thing. Or Shimon ben Gamliel, Rishmo ben Oshir, Yochel ben Broka. Maybe you can also say that they are simply, saying the position of Rabbi Eliezer, but they don't hold like that. So Gemara answers: Rav Gemara Gamir La. Rav received a tradition from his Rabbeim that Rebbe does not hold like Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, he has to explain that the Braisa, when Rebbe is basically saying the same thing to Rabbi Eliezer, since he has a tradition that rarely Rebbe disagreed with Rabbi Eliezer, he has to sort of reword the Braisa to say that Rebbe is simply saying the position of Rabbi Eliezer, but he himself doesn't hold like it. However, he didn't have a similar tradition about Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochanan ben Broka, so they definitely hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And we had in the Brisa Rabbi Yehuda saying it's a safek, and Rebbe is quoting Rabbi Eliezer, but he does not hold like him, right? Rabbi David, right? So okay. So now the Gemara says ki nach nafshe de Rav Huda. So after Rav Huda died, all your Rav Chista. So then Rav Chista, he came to the Beis Medrash to challenge Rav's position. So right, presumably, the Gemara Bava Metzia says that there was an argument between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. So Rav Chista never entered to the Beis Medrash when Rav Huna was around. So only once Rav Huna died, so then Rav Chista went to the Beis Medrash. So he goes, and he says that there's a contradiction here. Because mi amar Rav alach garbitz kenei believe in the Rabbi Eliezer, davar shtei kedusha say, how could Rav say that the halacha is like the four elders, like Rabbi Eliezer that holds that it's shtei kedusha, so ha'itmar, Shabbos, v'yom tov, don't we say that, let's say Shabbos and Yom Tov, that one is after the other, right, that Shabbos and Yom Tov, where there's one after the other, Rav Amar Nolda Bazeh Asur Bazeh. There it says, if an egg was laid on Yom Tov, so on the first day, so then it's forbidden on the second day. So how can you say that, right, so he thought the reason is because it's Kedusha Achas. In other words, if it's Muksa on the first day, if the egg is laid on the first day, so it's muksa on the first day, so that it's presumably muksa on the second day. Right? Now there's, if you hold, the assumption here is that if you would hold that there really are shtei kedushos, so that there are really two different days, the two different days of holiness, so then you would say it's permitted on the second day. Why? Because why do we keep 2 days of Yom Tov? Because out of doubt. Really only one day is Yom Tov. The second one was out of doubt. So if you hold their shtei kedushos, so really what you're saying is, if the first day is really Yom Tov, the second day is really not Yom Tov. We just keep it out of doubt. So then maybe the second day, then it should be permitted. The fact that we say whatever happens on the first day is the same halacha on the second day, so then we're essentially saying that it's like one long day, and so therefore, in that case, by the egg case, he says it's Kedusha Achas. That's the assumption that we're making at this point. So Amar Rabba says, Hasam Mishum Hachana. No, the reason why if an egg is laid on one day, it's forbidden on the second day is not because it's one long Kedusha. So whatever the halacha is on the first day, the halacha is on the second day. It's because there's a prohibition of preparation. You can't eat your needs of Shabbos that were prepared on Yom Tov. The Tanya, V'haya b'yom ha'sheni v'echidu. The Pasuk says, when the month fell down, then on the sixth day, they will prepare for Shabbos. And the rabbis learned from there, Chol Mechin LeShabbos V'Chol Mechin LeYom Tov. So you could only prepare for Shabbos or Yom Tov from the weekday. V'ein Yom Tov Mechin LeShabbos V'ein Shabbos Mechin LeYom Tov. But you can't prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos or Shabbos to Yom Tov. So therefore, you can't. So on the first day of Yom Tov, right, the egg was laid. So that's now Nola, that's Muksa. Right? So why is it Usur on the second day? Why is it Usur on Shabbos? Because it's Usur on Shabbos because the egg was laid on Yom Tov. So now that's preparing from Yom Tov. If you eat it on Shabbos, you'd be preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. It's not because it's one Kedusha, but it's because of this other reason. Okay. In other words, again, normally think of Hachana as actual preparation. What we're saying here is that the egg being laid itself, that's an act of preparation. So if anything that was done on Yom Tov, it can't be used for benefit to eat on Shabbos. So Amar Le Abaye says back to Rabbah, he has a question on this prohibition of Hachana that Rabbah wants to say. Elahadit Nan, so that which you learn in the Mishnah, Ketzahu Osa, let's say you want to make an error for both days of Yom Tov. Malicho Barishon, Machshikala, Benotlo, Balo, Besheni, Machshikala, Ochlo, Balo. But what do we say when you're making your Eir of Tchumim? What are you doing? You're taking your bread with you, right? Yes, you have Yom Tov and Shabbos. So what are you doing? So you're taking your bread with you, let's say on Friday, which is Yom Tov. So let's say Thursday, right before Yom Tov, you take your bread to where you want your center to be outside town, within 2,000 amos, wherever you want your center. You take the bread there, and then you stay there until nightfall. That's your Makom Shvisa. That's your center now for the first day, for Yom Tov. Friday afternoon, you take the bread there as well, and you're creating your Makom Shvisa for Shabbos. But wait a second. How come Mechim Yom Tov to Shabbos? In this case, you're preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. When you're making the Eruv, you're preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So Rabbi Rabba mi sabra sof hayom kona eruv tchilas yom kona eruv Shabbos mechina laatzma. So are you actually the case here is actually I mean, so do you hold that the shvisa for Shabbos happens at the end of today of erev Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, and therefore Yom Tov is preparing for Shabbos? It's not the case, but rather it's true you're walking there. But the kinyan actually happens on the beginning of Shabbos. So Shabbos is preparing for itself. That's interesting. In other words, what we're saying here is the following. Even though you are walking, you know, apparently he holds it, even though you're walking to this place, that's not considered hachana. Apparently the hachana is actually where you're kona, you acquire this area as your center. And so apparently, when does that take place? That only takes place on the beginning of the day of Shabbos. So Shabbos is preparing itself. So based on this, the Gemara says, Elameata Yaarvu Belogin. So if Rabbah holds at the beginning of the day is Kona and Eruv, so then maybe you should be allowed to use for an Eruv Maser Rishon. In like a flask of wine, right? So let's say you separated Trumos and Mas. Let's say you separated from it Trumos and Maestros. That should take effect when it gets dark, because according to Rabbah, the beginning of the day of Shabbos is Kona the Eruv, and then at that point the wine. Let's say you say that okay, the tithing will take effect when it gets dark, so that it should be permitted. Right? Then the wine should be, at that point, the wine is permitted to the Kohen. And, right, we learn in the Mishnah that you cannot do that. You cannot be Ma'ariv with a flask of wine, because the Kinyan of the Eruv takes place at the end of Friday, late Friday afternoon. But, so therefore, because at the time of the Eruv, it's not fit for drinking. So I don't understand. If we hold that the whole Kinyan of the Eruv, that the Eruv Tchumim acquires its place to become your center, happens at the beginning of Shabbos. So why can't you say that this wine, that right now with wine that's untithed, and you say Trumos Maser will be taken effect, right, at the beginning of Shabbos. Why doesn't that work? So the Gemara says, no, the Kinyan, the actual, effectuation of the center takes place at the onset of Shabbos, but you still need the meal to be fit before Shabbos, and that doesn't exist. In other words, you need food that is fit to be eaten while it's before Shabbos, and it takes effect at the beginning of Shabbos. So that's why the wine, if it's untithed until Shabbos, doesn't work, because it's not fit to be eaten like a second before Shabbos. At the same time, we say that immediately when Shabbos hits, that's when the Eruv is, is Kona, and therefore Shabbos, is Kona for itself. The Gemara then asks, Ella Hadit Nam, but rather that which learned the Mishnah, but those Omar, Yom Tov, Asabach, Shabbos, Bein Lufanah, Bein Melachareha, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvim. So Belezer says that whether Yom Tov is before Shabbos, before, afterwards, you make two Eruvs. You need the meal to be fit while it's still day. And since on the first day, you can't go out the meal has to be fit to be while it's still day, and it's not. Why? Because since you establish your Eruv in one direction for the first day, you could only travel within 2,000 amos of that location. So if you establish your Eruv for the second day in the opposite direction, you don't have access to that food on the first day. Right? So Misavat the Barak Lev Sofa Apaib Abulakad Sofa Paib Abulakad. So Gemara responds, you think we're dealing with a case where you place one Eruv in the furthest possible spot at the end of the 2,000 hours in this direction, and then you place it in the furthest possible spot. That's not the case, lo. The manach lay, let's say, b'sof elef amalekan, b'sof elef amalekan. Maybe the first day it's 1,000 amos to the west, and the second day is 1,000 amos to the east. So therefore, you still have different locations, different centers, but you can go from one place to the other place. So the Gemara asks, Ella Hadav Rav Yehuda, rather that which Rav Yehuda says, Erev Baraglav Yom Rishon, Ma'ariv Baraglav Yom Sheni. Erev Bapas B'Yom Rishon, Ma'ariv Bapas B'Yom Sheni. Hakamechi Miyom Tov L'Shabbos. But wait a second. Rav Yehuda says, if you make an Erev with your feet, you walk to a certain area on the first day, you have to walk on the second day. If you make an Erev with bread on the first day, you need it with bread on the second day. Aren't you preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, isn't that also a case of preparation? Amar Lei, Misavrat da Azil va'Amar Midi, da Azil v'Shatik v'Yosef. You think the case is where you actually have to go and say something at the site of the Eruv? Do you have to perform an act of preparation? You go, you're silent, you sit there, and automatically you're Kodesh Shvisa, and it happens automatically, and you're not doing anything. You don't need to. You're not doing any hachana. You're not saying shvisasi bimkomi. You're not saying anything, and therefore you're not preparing from one day to the next. Okay, let's stop here. I think we.